With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A Pennsylvania congressman says he thinks Republicans are still struggling to reach consensus on passing a bill to approve President Trump's budget priorities. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania says he thinks Speaker Mike Johnson has far to go to get fellow Republicans to vote for a big, beautiful bill to pass the president's spending priorities.
Mike has to deal with, some of the different groups here. Some of us want to cut much more than 1.5%, and some of them don't want to cut anything at all.
The former Freedom Caucus chairman says House Republicans serving in heavily Democratic districts are afraid to make cuts to Medicaid and Social Security for fear they won't be reelected. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump will make a triumphant return to the Middle East next week following a trip in his first term.
Now, 8 years later, President Trump will return to reemphasize his continued vision for a proud, prosperous, and successful Middle East, where the United States and Middle Eastern nations are in cooperative relationships and where extremism is defeated in place of commerce and cultural exchanges. This trip ultimately highlights how we stand on the brink of the golden age for both America and the Middle East.
The air traffic controllers directing planes to the Newark, New Jersey airport lost their radar Friday morning for the second time in 2 weeks. The FAA said the radar at the facility in Philadelphia that directs planes in and out of Newark Airport went back for 90 seconds at 3:55 a.m. Friday. That's similar to what happened on April 28th. The first radar outage led to hundreds of flights being canceled or delayed at the Newark airport in the past couple of weeks. Travel technology company Expedia Group says reduced travel demand in this country led to its weaker-than-expected revenue in the first quarter. This is SRN News. The Trump administration takes on the state of Washington.
At issue is a new law that would force clergymen who hear confessions from individuals to report those people to the police if they admit to any crime. The Department of Justice has launched an investigation arguing that the measure is likely a violation of the First Amendment. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon says the Washington law, quote, cannot stand under our constitutional system of government. Catholic officials say they will not comply with it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As the Catholic Church transitions from one pope to another, new research indicates the faith is a dying one, especially here in the U.S. A Pew Research Center study reveals that for every American who converts to Catholicism, more than eight others quit. In fact, the only reason that Catholicism is able to maintain a relatively steady share of the U.S. population, which is about 20%, is due to the high percentage of illegal immigrants from Latin America. This is SRN News. It was a quiet end to the week on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has more.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street as markets wait for a highly anticipated meeting on Saturday between China and the U.S. on trade. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Friday. The index finished the week with a modest loss of just 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 119 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite was little changed. The calm movements offered a respite after stocks whipsawed for weeks on fears about President Donald Trump's trade war and then on hopes that Trump might relent on some of his tariffs. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, has been arrested at a federal immigration detention center where he's been protesting its opening this week. A federal prosecutor says on X that Ross Baraka committed trespassing Friday and ignored warnings to leave the Delaney Hill facility. They said that three other members of his congressional delegation arrived unannounced as well. This is SRN News.